I'll judge.
I would.
Ready? Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you for being with us here at our annual hurricane press conference. I do want to announce some people that are here. We do have Councilwoman Rita Bohannon and Councilman Hans Liljeberg, and Councilwoman Bohannon is going to speak on behalf of the council after me, but also a whole host of other people that are going to speak, so I'll introduce them when they come up. But I do want to acknowledge Chief Brett Lawson's also here. Councilman Johnny Schadinger from West Wego is here. And then the Verizon folks are also here. And just a note for our telecommunications people, although we don't have them speaking today, certainly after a storm when people's service is out, we're going to have everybody in front of you that needs updates if it comes to we're having a conference after a storm, which we hope we won't have to do. But so we're here at the our Emergency Operations Center here in Gretna. Why we do this? Why are we doing this that we come to do this annually? Obviously, it's the start of hurricane season, and we want to really try to get people top of mind, get people thinking about their plan, preparing for what they need to do with the storm approaches, and start paying attention to weather patterns. We simply call it plan, prepare, and stay weather aware, okay? I was just on Tommy Tucker this morning, and I was saying, you know, a lot of things I've learned in life is that if you think of something ahead of time, if you have to make it happen, you're kind of way ahead of it because you're kind of mentally prepared already. So it gets you a good start. So this is the mode we have to turn on now, right? The start of June. Plan, prepare, and stay weather aware. Okay, so with that, the outlook, I don't like predicting weather, but the hurricane season outlook is forecasted to be a little, with El Nino, that's a little bit better for us, right? But Mother Nature is unpredictable, as we know, and anything is possible at any time. And a hurricane can just pop up, and we know it can change its path very quickly. We've learned storms are more frequent, they're strengthening, they're quicker. They rapidly intensify on us, they produce more rain, and they approach us quicker. And I like going over some numbers. I don't know if I'm going to read all of these, but let's go just to prove a point. Michael in 2018, 75-mile-per-hour increase during a 48-hour period. Dorian, an 86-mile-per-hour increase in a 60-hour period. It went from a Cat 1 to a Cat 5. Laura, 63-mile-per-hour increase during a 24-hour period. Ida, 70-mile-per-hour increase during a 24-hour period. We remember Ida well. Ian, 63-mile-per-hour increase during a 36-hour period. Cat 2 to Cat 5. Lee, 80-mile-per-hour increase during a 24-hour period. Cat 1 to Cat 5. And Otis, a 70-mile-per-hour increase during a 12-hour period. Cat 1 to Cat 4. So my point is, maybe we get a storm and we have enough preparation time for all of us, or maybe we get one of these types of rapidly intensifying storms bubble up, and our timeline to prepare, your timeline to evacuate, significantly decreases on us very quickly. All right? That's when the conversations that I want you to have now with your family, the preparations you have made now during blue skies, that's when this work's going to pay off. Okay? You need to know your family plan. We know this. This looks different for every family. My kids know they have to evacuate my mom. They have to make sure my aunt and uncle are okay. This is our family plan, and I want them out early so I can concentrate on my work. That is our unique family plan that would look different from your family plan, right? I know that, again, if you have someone sick, it might not, your family plan might not look like the rest of the communities. It might not be that you wait until I call a mandatory evacuation. If you have someone very vulnerable in your family who needs more medical attention, maybe someone needs to have AC. They cannot get have a lot of heat. That would cause more problems for them. Maybe they're sick. They need to always be in communication and be able to have a hospital nearby. That looks like a different family plan. And so that kind of family would evacuate much more often and much quicker than the rest of us if you can't handle not having electricity. So you also need to know your evacuation route. You need to have a car that is well maintained. Right now, look, do you need oil? This is the time to get your car maintained. How's your tires? These are all the things that we need to do right now at the start of hurricane season, right? Also, know in your head, make a quick list. What do I have to do to secure my home, to protect my home, or to take in things that will become flying debris and dangerous to people around, the patio furniture, the barbecue pit, shutters, windows, all of those things. You need to know in your head real quick right now, I got to do A, B, C, D, and E at home. Medications need to be filled now. Through the hurricane season, you don't want to have to worry about trying to fill a medication if we're in the cone of a storm. That's the last thing you want to do. You want to do this now. And all your pet needs, right? I always say I get my dog food for the whole hurricane season about now. So now's also the time to take videos and pictures of your house in case you have to make a claim. Take a picture of any car that you're going to leave behind. And then, of course, your emergency supply of food and water and flashlights and extra batteries and the first aid kit, whether you have to shelter in place at home. What we say is 1 gallon of water per person per day for several days, as well as all the non-perishable food items in case we need to shelter in place. We want to remind everyone that our personal experience is that after a storm, we've seen more deaths than during a storm. That was certainly the case in Ida. That's usually the case that we see. I go to national conferences, we talk about this. It's the post-storm deaths that happen. We survive the storm, we survive the surge, we survive the wind, we survive all that. It's the breakdown of society after a storm that causes people the most problems. And remember, for Ida, we had people that evacuated before the storm, and then we had the breakdown of society, I call it, where it didn't have electricity, and we had boil water advisories and no gas. And then we had a whole host of just as many people trying to evacuate post-storm, which is a much more stressful situation. Better to leave early than that. So again, it's the down unsafe conditions like the down power lines, the lack of electricity, the dark streets because there's no lights, very hazardous traffic conditions, heat-related illnesses due to the no electricity, unsafe generators. We've been victim to that. The carbon monoxide deaths. Okay, so that's the warnings. Let me switch to our parish preparations. And of course, when it's not hurricane season, we spend a lot of time preparing for hurricane season. We purchase assets, we go through training, reviewing and constantly updating our plans, knowing our essential duty staff members, who they are, what they're going to do, when they're going to show up, when they're going to report to duty. So before I invite everybody else up to the podium to speak, I just want to stress the importance of paying attention to the guidance from our local elected officials and trusted sources during a storm event. Information is critical post-storm, and information needs to be accurate, or people are going to be making decisions that they might not make if the information's not accurate. So we know misinformation and rumors can spread very quickly on social media. I've just spoken about that since the time I came in office versus now. The big thing is social media. It changes how you do your work. You're already chasing a narrative that's not correct before you even get out to explain what you're doing. You're having to correct a narrative that's already gone and down the road. Very bad for us when it comes to post-storm, when it's critical that people get accurate information. So please, social media can do wonderful things. I remember with Francine, it was social media posts that I saw all the flooding that started in Kenner. It was the social media posts that I saw. So it can do wonderful things for us, but it also can be very dangerous when it's inaccurate at a time where we need credible information. So please follow trusted sources such as the National Weather Service, and we have Lauren here with us today to talk, your government channels, the local news outlets, to get that. Okay. And then You want to get on our real-time updates from Jefferson Parish, text JPALERT to 888-777, or for our Spanish-speaking citizens, JPNoticias to 888-777, and you'll get the Spanish alerts. And then our website, Jeff Parish, www.jeffparish.gov, and various other social media pages. So I want to thank you for being here today. Media, thank you for covering this. This is very important information. And I want to thank Shari for being with us again. And then I'm going to turn it over. We have a very active council staff and their offices that get really engaged post-storm. And so Councilwoman Arita Bohannon and Councilman Hans Wilgerberg is here. And I think Councilwoman Bohannon from is going to speak on behalf of our council members.
Thank you, Madam President. As we enter this hurricane season, we do so with some guarded optimism as far as the reports. But I just want you to know that this team behind us, our community partners, as well as the administrative staff, they are amazing. They are working year-round to make sure that we are as safe and as protected as we can be going into any hurricane season, this one included. I wanted to point out a couple things. You know, the parish president was correct. We do attend a lot of meetings. We do try to prepare. Just last week in Kenner, they had a huge community meeting that involved all of the local leaders and the leaders of many of the companies that are here that you're going to hear from. But one of the things that we did learn is that AI and the use of these pictures that are sometimes put out, it's almost shocking how fast the misinformation can spread. So particularly going into this season, just to be aware of that, follow sources that you trust, your local news stations, any of the council pages. Councilman Liljeberg and I work very, very hard to make sure that our pages are constantly updated with anything that we get. So just follow our page is one of the best pieces of advice that I can give you. One of the things I get asked a lot about in my particular district and in the parish is about the airport. You know, the airport is one of the most important businesses in our entire parish, and certainly in my district. And, you know, they have worked very closely with Jefferson Parish to make sure that, you know, we don't operate their pumps, but to make sure that their pumps are functional, that we have access to their SCADA information, and they have worked very closely with parish officials. So we're pleased going into the season that they seem to be fully operational and prepared just as we are for the upcoming season. But, you know, storms are unpredictable. And the preparation will save lives and the lives of your family. So as the parish president said, plan, prepare, and stay aware. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Okay, we are blessed to have, and I don't think you've met him before, but our newest director of emergency management, he came to us very well experienced. I was very fortunate that he agreed to join our team. So Raymond Guidry, who is our new director of emergency management, right? I think you've been with us for 4 months. Yes. again, he was the right person at the right time for us, and you'll see that. And then Sarah Babcock, who you know, who is the technical advisor to us and really is in charge of the public health for Jefferson Parish. So Ray and Sarah, please.
Thank you, Madam President. So, of course, on the calendar, it says hurricane season is upon us. For our team, hurricane season is an ongoing operation that starts many, many months before. We're in constant coordination with state, local, and federal agencies to make sure that we are on par with the best practices of our industry and even surpass most of those as it goes. Our planning process for response is an early warning system. We've invested a lot of money into the technology and the infrastructure that we have to have the facilities and the ability to make our decision makers and have a situation where we can give them as much information as fast as possible for when it's making these calls for evacuations and dictating response levels, that they have everything they need for the betterment of our recovery for our citizens of Jefferson Parish. With that being said, you're going to hear a common theme across all of these stakeholders here is to have a plan. Our plans have been exercised and in check and are a constant review and updated. The citizens of Jefferson Parish, though we have a plan to recover the government and give as much assistance as possible, the individual homes need to have plans as well. As the parish president said, you have to have water. You have to have everything you need in place if you decide to stay. but have an understanding that just because you survived the initial storm, it could be days or worse when resources are available to us. Utilities may not stand up for days or weeks after. These are essential for many of our citizens. Essential needs may not be met. So you have to, if you decide to stay, you have to have a long-term strategy. Stand-at-home generators are a great resource, but what happens if they run out of fuel? What is the backup plan for that? So we stress to our citizens, have a plan, because as soon as our resources become stretched and we have to dedicate responders to go rescue the citizens, though we're going to come, just know it's at a cost to the overall operation. So be prepared, have a plan. If the evacuation warning comes out, please understand the severity of those warnings. Those decisions do not come lightly. There's many, many hours of conversation and thought that goes into those. So please heed the warnings. Again, residents are encouraged to sign up for JP Alerts. This is our form of passing out information. When we know, you know. There's full transparency in emergency management. As the information comes in, we try to dictate our story to the citizens to show them that we are prepared, that we are ready, that we are responsive to the needs that are and the actions that need to happen. But preparedness, of course, is a shared responsibility. Though we have a plan here that has been exercised and drilled and constantly revised, we have training going on this afternoon and across the next few weeks. Every level of our response is getting some form of training on our planning process and how our operation is supposed to work. But we also need our citizens to be prepared as well. Though we're going to do our best, there are going to be times that there's circumstances that don't fall in between, that fall in between our capabilities, that we're going to have to figure it out as it goes. Understand that and have a plan. Thank you.
Good morning. Just as Ray mentioned, we've been busy all year round trying to prepare for this hurricane season. Our public health teams work closely with emergency management, state and federal partners to ensure that our plans, our staff, our supplies, our contracts are all ready. We've met with all of our local health care facilities, our nursing homes, hospitals, dialysis, to make sure that they are prepared and that we'll remain in constant communication with those facilities throughout an event. We've also exercised our evacuation plans and done all of our annual shelter training. This year, one of our new components is that we are trying to develop better relationships with our nonprofit and faith-based partners so that we can be in better coordination post-event on the recovery side. And we'll be holding our first summit with all of our VOED partners on July 13th, which we're really excited about. As you've heard before, hurricanes are getting bigger and stronger, and they're coming at us faster. So we've been working closely with our partners to constantly evaluate our evacuation plans and ensure that we'll be able to evacuate residents in a timely manner. If the parish president calls for a mandatory evacuation and you do not have transportation out of Jefferson Parish, we will have options for people to go to any bus stop closest to them and be taken to what we call an evacuation site here in the parish, and then you'll be loaded onto coach buses or planes and flown out or driven out into shelters in safe areas. If you're going to either a local shelter here or evacuating to a state-run shelter, we ask that people only bring one bag. If you have a baby or serious medical needs, you can bring some additional items necessary for those individuals. You want to have clothing, personal items, medication, medical equipment, and any important paperwork that you don't want to leave behind. We also take pets at all of our shelters locally and during evacuation processes. Please make sure you bring pets food, medication, and bring them on a leash or in a carrier. Finally, if you cannot evacuate from your home due to medical or mobility needs, you can call 504-323-1818 anytime. We prefer that you call today and before a storm hits, and we can enroll you into our medical needs registry where we can develop tailored evacuation plans based on your needs. The last thing I want to cover today is that hurricane season can bring up a lot of fear and anxiety for people who have lived through difficult storms in the past. We want to make sure people are preparing to support their own mental health this hurricane season, limit exposure to the news and media that is going to cause worry. And if you need more mental health support, please call 211 or 988 if you're in a crisis. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray and Sarah. I want to welcome Councilman Kerner from District 1. Thank you for being with us, Councilman. Next, we'll have our Director of Public Works, Angela DeSoto, along with our Director of Drainage, Ben Lapine.
Thank you, Madam President. Public Works is ready. We, during the past year, as is always the case, we tested all of our equipment according to our normal maintenance schedule. We've evaluated all of our equipment and all of our facilities to ensure that all repairs and replacements were done during the off season so that we can go into hurricane season prepared. Our biggest asset, however, isn't our equipment or our facilities, it's our personnel. And our 700 plus employees of the Public Works Department stand ready for hurricane season. Our newest employees have all been trained. We have seasoned employees who have served through many storms, such as Ida, Francine, and even some as far back as Katrina. Our department hurricane plans for those employees have all been set. For our water department, our two water treatment plants, one East Bank, one West Bank, both have safe houses and emergency backup generators capable of supplying those supplying the plant for 5 days should we lose power. For our sewer department, we have four sewer treatment plants. Those two have backup generator capabilities with a 5 day supply of fuel as well. In addition, for the sewer department, we have numerous sewer lift stations throughout the parish. Several of those also have permanent generators. However, we stand with portable generators, portable pumps, and vacuum trucks in order to facilitate movement of sewer should we have a power outage. For our streets and traffic, we have the manpower and equipment necessary to close roads, put up temporary signage, remove debris, and restore the signals. In the case of a storm, if we have a power outage, our streets department and our traffic engineering department will be erecting temporary stop signs. Please heed those, especially at intersections that have no power. If you see a road closure sign at an intersection that does not have a power, for instance, in a turn lane, please heed that. We do that to minimize the possibility of accidents when the signals are not functioning properly. Our parkways department stands ready with the personnel and equipment to remove trees and debris from the roadway as well to get our roads back up in service. In addition to all of our internal personnel and equipment, we also have fully executed emergency contracts ready should we need to supplement either our employees or our equipment. And with that, I am going to turn it over to Ben Lapine to discuss the drainage department and their preparedness. Ben.
Thank you, Angela. The drainage department stays ready all year long. We operate all our pumps, generators, and ancillary equipment on a weekly basis. We maintain 340 miles of open canal, more than 1,400 miles of subsurface drainage, and 74 pump stations, which operate 198 pumps. Currently, 196 are operational, with two down, one at Hero Pump Station, one at Bayou Signet. Both pumps will be back in service by the end of next week. We also have portable pumps ready. If we need, we can deploy them at a moment's notice. Additionally, we have 14 safe rooms where pump station operators can safely occupy and remotely monitor and operate the pump stations through any category storm event. And lastly, regarding public outreach, we know drainage starts at catch basins in front of your homes and businesses. And with more than 80,000 basins parish-wide, any help from residents to keep them clear from debris will ensure we get the most out of our drainage system. Thank you.
Thank you, Angela and Ben. Next, you're going to hear from our Director of Fire Services, Stephen Gidros, and our East Bank Consolidated Fire Chief, Charles Hudson.
Thank you, Madam President. Good morning. I want our community to know that your fire departments in Jefferson Parish are prepared and ready to respond to emergencies today and during the 2026 hurricane season. Across our fire departments, we have reviewed and updated our hurricane response plans, checked our equipment, and coordinated resources to ensure we're ready to respond today and when our community needs us the most. That includes specialized assets such as high water rescue vehicles, rescue boats, emergency response apparatus, and trained personnel prepared to respond quickly as conditions change. We also have 2 3,000-gallon water tankers that will be placed, one on the West Bank and one on the East Bank, to support emergency response if needed. But preparedness is a shared responsibility, and we need our residents to be ready as well. Now is the time to make your family emergency plans, prepare your emergency supplies, and stay informed through official sources. I want to also take a moment to remind everyone about the importance of working smoke alarms. Working smoke alarms save lives every single day. During severe weather and power outages, the risk of fire can increase due to cooking, candles, electrical issues, and other hazards. A working smoke alarm gives your family the early warning needed to get out safely. Please take a few moments now to test your smoke alarms, replace the batteries if needed, and make sure you have smoke alarms in the proper locations of your house, especially near the sleeping areas. If your smoke alarm is older than 10 years, it should be replaced. Through Operation Save a Life, your local fire departments are committed to helping protect our community and will install smoke alarms in your home at no cost. If you or someone you know needs a smoke alarm, please contact your local fire department. Our fire departments stand ready to respond, but the strongest communities are the ones that prepare together. On behalf of all of our fire departments in Jefferson Parish, thank you for doing your part to prepare, stay informed, and keep your family safe this hurricane season. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Today I stand before you to provide you with the latest information for East Bank Consolidated Fire Department's readiness to respond to 2026 hurricane season. All fire resources are being tested and maintenance performed for immediate response today. We have additional resources in place, such as the shallow water boats, high water rescue trucks, raised pickup trucks, and SUVs. All fire personnel are being briefed on their department plans, advised and review plans for their own property and family evacuations if needed in 2026. Our community residents, we ask you to plan for your homes and families. Our immediate concern is fire safety and use of specialized equipment during our tropical weather season. Power outages are always a major concern for residents sheltering in place. Have your generator serviced now. Make sure it's functioning properly. Plan for your setup using a portable generator 20 feet away from your home and allow 20 minutes of cool down before refueling those units. Check your fuel storage containers to make sure they are still in good shape. Over time, seams on these containers from the heat and outside storage begin to separate to cause the containers to leak. Check your batteries and your carbon monoxide detectors. It is critical to have a carbon monoxide detector, either portable or mounted in your home during generator usage. Have a plan to secure your home if tropical weather is predicted. Think about window protection, securing loose objects around your home. Pick up any loose items in the yard, such as patio furniture, collapsible tents, and other decorative items. Attempt to secure these items that cannot be stored away, such as swing sets, structural canopies, trampolines, lightweight sheds, and storage containers. Review your home checklist of emergency supplies, food, water, batteries, flashlights, and other essentials needed, included in your emergency documents of your home insurance and medical documentation. In closing, you can rest assured the Fire Service Protection of Jefferson Parish is ready and will be available in 2026.
Thank you so much, Chief Gidros and Chief Hudson. We're honored to have with us somebody from the National Weather Service today, so Lauren Chandler.
Thank you, Madam President. You had some really great stats about those hurricanes, so I think she's got it covered. This parish has it covered. The National Weather Service will be here year-round to support Jefferson Parish, not just during hurricane season, but any other weather hazards that may impact the parish. Now, while NOAA's forecast for this hurricane season is calling for a below normal season, that is not necessarily a forecast for Jefferson Parish itself. The outlook is for an entire 6 months and for the entire Atlantic Basin. Even during El Nino, there is a history of strong storms. Betsy was a Category 4 back in 1965, and that was also during a strong El Nino. But especially given the size of Jefferson Parish, with citizens from the Gulf all the way to the lake, in the levees and the out, different areas could have different impacts no matter the strength of the tropical system. As everyone else has been saying, everyone should be prepared in case something impacts the parish. Know where to find your weather information, not only where to find it, how to interpret it, and then how to decide if you are going to stay or if you are going to go. Make sure you have supplies for each of those. If you're going to go, have a plan. If you're going to stay, know how to prepare yourself to be on your own for 72 hours or more. And like it's already been said, follow legitimate sources of weather, such as Jefferson Parish, your council members, the National Weather Service, your broadcast meteorologists, and other private companies. Do not be fooled by social media posts showing potential storms weeks and weeks in advance. Look for information from those sources that is within the 7 to 10 day range that shows what impacts those storms will cause, such as the flooding, wind, surge, and tornadoes, and how you will take action. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lauren. We're honored to have with us some utility companies with us, obviously Entergy, Customer Service Manager Jimmy Aiken, and Atmos Energy Public Affairs Manager Leah Obi. I do want to note that if it comes to a storm, we do have our operations room across the way, and many of our partner agencies, including Atmos, Entergy, our telecommunications, do have representatives in that room. So we're able to make quick decisions and know the latest information because they give us the resources in terms of personnel to be with us and embed with us here at the EOC. So thank you for that. Okay. Jimmy and Leah.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm Jimmy Aiken, Customer Service Manager for Entergy Louisiana. I'm here today on behalf of Entergy to talk about hurricane preparedness, specifically what Entergy is doing to get ready for hurricane season and what our customers can do to stay safe and prepared as well. Over the last few years, you've likely noticed more Entergy crews and contract crews working throughout the parish. These projects are part of the $1.9 billion resiliency filing that was approved by the Louisiana Public Service Commission in 2023. Millions of dollars are being invested right here in Jefferson Parish to strengthen and modernize our grid. We're replacing aging infrastructure with taller, wider, and stronger poles designed to withstand 140 to 145 mile per hour winds. The goal is real simple here. When a storm does hit, our system will hold up better, meaning fewer prolonged outages and faster restoration times for our customers. Beyond resiliency upgrades, Entergy crews are inspecting feeders, substations, and equipment to ensure everything is operating correctly ahead of the season. Our vegetation management teams are proactively trimming trees and clearing vegetation from power lines to reduce the risk of outages during high wind events. Entergy employees also recently completed our annual storm drill, a full simulation of a hurricane scenario. This drill allows every employee to practice their storm role and responsibilities so that when a real event occurs, we are ready to respond quickly and efficiently. Now that you've heard a little bit about what we're doing to prepare for hurricane season, I'd like to speak on what our customers should do to prepare as well. Obviously, you've heard everybody before me talk about having a plan. You need to decide now whether you're going to stay or whether you're going to evacuate. If you are going to stay, it's important to build or update your hurricane kit. Like President Chang said earlier, more often than not, the most dangerous part of the storm is right after the storm hits. We know everybody wants to go outside, assess the damage once the storm moves through, but it's imperative that you stay away from any power lines, whether it be down power lines, communication lines. It's best to just stay away. Pooling water is also an issue. There may be a power line that's in the pooling water and you haven't seen that and you're getting electrocuted. So it's very important to stay out of any puddles and stay away from down power lines. If you do see Entergy crews or contract crews working in the area, for your safety and for the safety of our crews, please maintain a safe distance. We know that you want to go and ask how long the power is going to take to be restored, but these crews could be working. You may touch the truck and they're not properly ground yet. They're setting up to be grounded and you could get electrocuted. So please stay away from our crews while we perform any kind of restoration efforts. Also, please be mindful of any generator usage that you may have. Please ensure that you are manufacturing the generator to the manufacturer's instructions. Please do not backfeed your generator into your or wire your generator into your home. This could backfeed into our grid, and that could also electrocute our line workers that are working that think that the power lines are not energized. And finally, help and check on your neighbors, especially the elderly and the vulnerable. These are tough times after a storm passed, so just ensure that they're okay. We also want to ensure that our customers are staying connected with us through any kind of storm, so that way we can provide up-to-the-minute feedback for them. To sign up for notifications, first, I would like, if you haven't done so already, please go on to myenergy.com and update your information on there. We will use the latest up-to-date information that you have provided for us to send text and phone call alerts during any kind of hurricane. If you haven't registered, you can register at myenergy.com, or you can also text REG, that's R-E-G, to 36778. Once again, that's REG, R-E-G, to 36778. You can also use our Energy Storm Center. It's www.energy.com/stormcenter. This is a one-stop resource for storm safety, preparation tips, and restoration information. We will provide real-time updates specific to each storm on this. You can access the view outage map, which shows if your home has power or not, and we will also be updating ERTs regularly on that view outage map. You can also follow Energy on social media, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you haven't already done so, we encourage our customers to download the Energy Mobile app. This is available on iPhone and Android, and you can report outages as well as check to see if your power has been restored. If you're a little bit old school and you don't use technology, you can also text out to 36778 to report an outage in your area, or you can call 1-800-9-OUTAGE. That's 1-800-968-8243. I'd just like to thank everybody for the opportunity to be here today. And in closing, I'll say that Energy does stand ready if the hurricane does impact this area. We will work. I can't guarantee that power will remain on during the storm, but I can guarantee you that we have employees that are willing to work tirelessly and endlessly until that power is restored. I will be here every step of the way, working with my local elected officials to keep them updated, so that way they can post updates on their social media platforms as well. Once again, thank you for your time, and I hope everybody has a safe hurricane season.
Thank you, Jimmy, for handing it over. As Madam President said, my name is Leah Obi, and I'm with Atmos Energy. We want to assure you and encourage our customers to prioritize natural gas safety and preparedness as the 2026 Atlantic hurricane season begins. As it's already been stated, although the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has predicted a below normal 2026 Atlantic hurricane season, the agency still forecasts as many as 14 named storms in the coming months. This announcement serves as a timely reminder for our customers to be aware of natural gas safety measures that will help keep homes, businesses, and families prepared throughout the summer and the early fall. Throughout hurricane season, which begins today and continues through November 30th, Atmos Energy will continuously monitor the strength and trajectories of tropical storms and hurricanes with the potential to make landfall in the communities that we serve. At Atmos Energy, preparing for severe weather events is a year-round exercise to clarify roles and responsibilities and strengthen emergency response efforts. As a reminder, after any severe weather event, please do not use natural gas equipment if it's flooded or damaged without first contacting a qualified service professional to have it inspected. Atmos Energy's highly trained service technicians are emergency responders who maintain the safe operation of our natural gas system. If any customer experiences an interruption in service, our skilled technicians will restore service after local conditions are deemed safe. Whether it is a hurricane, flooding, or other severe weather event, please observe these important safety tips. If flooding does occur and gas appliances are underwater, including standby generators, do not try to operate the appliances. Instead, contact Atmos Energy or a qualified service professional to conduct a safety inspection. Standby generators require available natural gas supply and may be inoperable depending on storm damage in your area. Natural gas appliances and generators should be installed and maintained by a qualified professional. For your safety, operate your appliances according to manufacturer instructions. During a natural disaster or severe weather event, do not turn off natural gas at the meter, even if evacuations are issued. If you think you smell gas, immediately leave the affected area and from a safe distance, call 911 or Atmos Energy's 24-hour emergency response line at 866-322-8667. Never try to find the source of a gas leak. Do not use a mobile phone or anything that might cause a spark, such as a generator. If a natural gas meter is damaged or a gas line is exposed, immediately leave the area and call Atmos Energy's 24-hour emergency response line at 866-322-8667. Know where your natural gas meter is located. Make sure it's visible and free of trash and debris. Mechanical equipment used to clean up after a storm may damage the meter if it is hidden. Natural gas distribution pipelines are mostly underground, but can be damaged by uprooted trees and shifted foundations. After a storm, call 811 to have the location of underground utility lines marked, as service lines could become tangled. If roofing repairs are needed, have a licensed professional certify all roofing repair work and inspect all natural gas vents and piping for proper ventilation. This is imperative to prevent safety risks and to keep your appliances operating as designed. Atmos Energy's customers experiencing a natural gas outage or service interruption should contact the company's customer service number at 888-286-6700. Service will be restored as quickly as possible once the area is deemed safe, and more information about this process is available on our service restoration page on our website. Thank you. Stay safe.
Thank you so much. And to last but not least, we have our regional director of Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority for the West is Jesse Noel, and the regional director for the Flood Protection Authority for the East is Jeff Williams.
Excuse me. Thank you, Madam President. My name is Jesse Noel, and I'm the regional director for the West Bank Flood Protection Authority. We are prepared for this hurricane season. We have exercised all of our gates and systems and held coordination exercises with our local, state, and federal partners. We completed system-wide inspections of the flood protection system in April, and we have recently run full tests on all three of our sector gates and pumping stations. All of our systems are functioning as designed, and we have confidence that the system will perform if called upon. Should we experience a hurricane this year, we ask citizens to pay attention to local authorities and heed their warnings, especially if evacuations are ordered. We also ask citizens to stay off levees and waterways during and after storm events to protect themselves, our work crews, and the levees and flood control assets. For information on our gate and waterway closures during an event, you can visit our website at slfpaw.org, where you can sign up for text alerts for the structures. You can also follow us on Facebook, X, and LinkedIn for up-to-date information on our operations. Thank you.
My name is Jeff Williams, Regional Director for the Flood Protection Authority East. I'd like to stand here today to say we stand ready and prepared for hurricane season of 2026. A little bit about our system. We operate 192 miles of levees. We have three pump stations, 17 pumps at those three pump stations, and proud to say that they all stand ready to go in operational at this particular time. Additionally, we have eight complex structures that we operate within our area of responsibility, and they also operable and stand ready. Our message for us today is, like many of our partners and agency has said today, is that hurricane preparedness is a year-round exercise for us. We inspect, we maintain, we report in conjunction with our local and federal partners. We are ready to go. There's no deficiencies at this time in our system. We would also like to say we also have our police department with the East Jefferson Levee District who stands ready to assist JPSO if need be. With that, stay safe. As we say, have a personal plan, prepare, and be aware. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for being with us here today. Now we can open it up for any questions that you have of us or any of our speakers. Any? Yeah. You know, that's a tough question. I think contraflow is harder and harder to pull off properly with rapid intensification. That's just the bottom line. We really, you know, it's one of those things where you're still trying to get resources in and you need a lot of resources to come in, and that we would have to pull the trigger very quickly. So I'm not saying, I don't know if the state says it's off the table, but we all are realistic in knowing that it would be increasingly, it was hard before, but with rapid intensification, it's very, very difficult to pull off. So, yes. Any other questions? Okay, thank you. I would like to say, and I guess I'll finish with this, the timing of this, and I'm a member of the National Association of Counties, and I'm in a lot of national conversations. The FEMA Review Council, as you know, and it's been covered well, is relooking at disaster management as a country, as how we handle it as a country. And I will say that one of the areas that I think we've improved upon the most in my term of office, many, many areas, but simply because we've had so many emergencies, right? We've had COVID and hurricanes and tornadoes and record-breaking heat with drought. We've had snow. We've had saltwater intrusion. And every time we've had to activate at the EOC, we go back, and kudos to our team for looking at what worked really well, for looking at where we can make an improvement. So as a community, as a parish, I think we're as prepared as we've ever been. But it's never, you know, we can reduce the amount of recovery. We can, I say, reduce the hit, but it's critical. But when we look at what we're looking at as a country and some of the recommendations that they put on the FEMA Review Council, there is going to be more responsibility on locals and there's going to be more responsibility on states. And so that's where we're heading. And I'm just proud of the effort of all of us. Again, a lot of hard work, but a lot of circumstances where we've had to have a lot of emergencies, that we're probably in a better position than most counties in the country, but we continue to work at it. And I that would probably be the case for all of our agencies, right? But we're better than we were, much better than we were, you know, 5-6 years ago. So I'll end with that. Okay? Thank you. Yes?
Yeah, I know Franklin Parish, there's so many miles of open canals, and of course when we have even a heavy rain event that causes flooding, that can pose significant risks. What's your advice?
Absolutely. That is one of the, I was thinking, you know, it's the simplest form. You just don't want to die, right? You don't want to die. And how are the ways that you can die? You can die by, and I'm glad you bring it up, an open canal that's raised so much where the surface of that canal meets the road and you don't see it. And all of a sudden, your car is being submerged in water and people panic, and people probably could get out, but the panic keeps them there. So that's a good point. It's very, very, it becomes a deadly situation for us. Whenever it floods, my team knows I freak out and I'm like, get the barricades out, get somebody out there, because I know how quickly that can turn on us. So thank you for that. But we've talked about many of the ways that could really be very, very dangerous situations for us in the community. We've talked about the carbon monoxide. We've talked about the dark streets. We've talked about just the lack of electricity and what that brings to us. So thank you for bringing that up. Yes, very, very dangerous situation. Anybody else? Okay. Thank you. Thank you all for being here. Thank you.
I was like, I can keep going. But.
Yeah.